My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, Riggs.
Yeah. We got him screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC. We got them screaming D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, D-Lo. We your number one spot. We your number one spot for some sports, huh? Got the city going crazy when we work, huh? We top two, but we ain't two, we in first, huh? And when you need the real, we is who you search, huh? D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo, KC, D-Lo. We your number one spot.
One time for Kyle Madsen. Hey. One time for our man Matt George.
Betty McQueen.
Yes, and one time for Friday.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, we in here. Vibes are up. I would go so far as to say vibes are immaculate. We welcome you in here to the June 28th edition of D'Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover.
He is the Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are with you for the next 4 hours. Kyle Madsen will be back with us coming up in about 15 minutes. And then we'll be staring at our phones again.
Oh, man. I haven't stopped.
Yeah, I got Kenny to laugh as we were handling some work on my way into the studio. I got a text from a very trusted source who has helped D'Lo and KC throughout the years, and we had been communicating yesterday, and I thought I'm on my way in, and I'm like right at the turn to get to the Odyssey building, right to get off of Eureka, and the name pops up, and I'm like, hey, what is it? Click the button. And the text reads, and I don't think this person will have an issue with me sharing this with you. The text reads verbatim, crickets.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday.
Look, like, I appreciate our guy getting back to you.
Yeah.
But he could have just left you on red for that one.
Well, at least I know they're thinking about us.
That's true.
But no, that was tough. Because I'm thinking, all right, we're about 30 minutes before the show. Okay, what is this? Do we tweet it? Like, all of this is running through my head in a span of like 5 seconds. Do I tweet it? What is it? Crickets. All right.
Say, LOL, do your little show.
Now that would have been a better text. Like, hey, do your stupid show, look, pal. Because you
don't
ain't getting
bother
today.
Me during yeah. this whole thing.
Yeah, but
Friday.
That's
leave me alone.
We got Bonte Hill sending us tweets.
Shout out Bonte.
Yeah, man. There's and then I saw. I guess they pushed back the Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I still don't know what that means. I
need someone.
I'm still unclear.
Someone explain this to me like I'm an idiot. Drew Down, call in. Like,
where's Rory?
I was gonna text Anthony Slater, but the way Ant Man's been working the last few days, like he might not get back to me till Sunday. Mm. I assume it means they've pushed the guaranteed date back mm-hmm. in hopes of a trade. The dumb part is Chris has to push it back.
Right.
Chris is the one who has to push it back. So
no, let's do this. Let's work through this. They pushed the date back. If they didn't push the date back, just for argument's sake say it was today.
It is today.
Yeah. So if they didn't push it back, it would either be the Warriors have them guaranteed or last night they would be able to cut him. He would not get $30 million.
Correct.
So if they push it back and he's traded to the Clippers, for instance, the Clippers would be on the hook for 30 or have the same option as
that's,
the Warriors.
So that's what I thought it was,
mm-hmm.
is it, they're pushing the date back, which just doesn't even seem legal to me. You change the date. You say, hey, we're trading a $30 million contract. Team X takes Chris Paul. Hey, Chris, you're cut.
Yeah.
And in the end, depending on the team that you're going to, they get a big salary dump.
Right.
Or and that's where if you go with you know, these different scenarios, like if it's someone who's trying to compete. Well, there is no scenario where someone who's trying to compete takes Chris Paul.
No. And the other thing that, and you've said.
And I don't know if you can cut him and I don't know, dude. I don't understand.
And you've said it a number of times. What is in it for Chris Paul? If I'm Chris Paul and I'm just like, yo, I'm going to call your bluff. I'm going to make you cut me. Or I'm not going to get in the 30 million.
Right.
I'm not going to like do this song and dance where I might get traded and then the other team might cut me. Unless the only thing I could think of is they find a team that's willing to guarantee the 30 million. If they told Chris Paul, they said, look, Chris, we're going to cut you. You're not going to get the 30 million. If you extend this deadline by a couple of days, we will try to work out a trade for somebody that will keep you on the roster. That's the only thing that would.
So,
because like if he's faced with the prospect of they're going to cut him, you might as well extend and see if they can help you out.
And my apologies to everyone listening, because clearly we're idiots and we can't figure this out. Because I'm reading Woj. Is this Woj? No, I'm sorry. This is Kendra's write up on Woj's report. Here's what it says verbatim: the Golden State Warriors and Chris Paul intend to move the date. To guarantee the $30 million on his 24-25 contract to the start of free agency on Sunday. The deadline to lock in Paul's contract was originally today, mm-hmm. but this gives the Warriors a small window of time to keep exploring possible trades. There is still a possibility that the Golden State Warriors ultimately will waive Paul. This is where I get confused, giving the team major cap relief. But sources says ESPN that the Warriors wanted to help ensure Paul had a good landing place on another team if they can find the right deal. Okay? Paul's contract would have to be included in any big trade mm-hmm. for an all-star caliber player. Okay, so let's work with another hypothetical. If his contract becomes guaranteed today,
mm-hmm.
if his contract has to be included,
mm-hmm.
what would it matter if it was guaranteed to? It seems like all that's happening is the Warriors have a buffer to cut him.
So, and this is
that's greater than today.
What I've come to the conclusion of, maybe, and tell me if this makes sense, is the thing that I just laid out, the scenario I just laid out. The Warriors went to Chris Paul and said, "We're going to cut you.
Mm-hmm.
You're not getting $30 million from us."
Mm-hmm.
If you extend this deadline, we will try to find a team that won't cut you and you can keep the $30 million. But if you say no, you're not going to extend, fine, we'll just cut you and you're not getting $30 million from anybody. That's the only thing that makes sense for both sides.
So thank you to Matthews Mattress, Sky River Casino, West Coast Car Audio, in the advertisers that spend roughly $1 million annually to advertise on this show, because we have to have Drew down explain to us what this means. Drew, walk us through this like we're as stupid as we sound right now.
All right, I'm going to try to explain it. I think the easier way of looking at his contract is almost like a team option. I think it's easier if you look at the team options. Basically, the date was today. So there's no way they were going to guarantee his $30 million today without having a trade in place. Now, why would Chris Paul agree to extend the date a couple of days? Because like Kenny was saying, if they didn't have a trade in place by today, Chris Paul's not going to get $30 million a year from any team. So it's in his best interest to say, hey, take a couple of days, see if you can work out a trade, because that way that guarantees him $30 million for next year. And now, I don't think that Chris Paul would agree to extend the date and have the Warriors trade him without the option being guaranteed. I don't think that's an option. My thing is Chris Paul is saying, take a couple of days, that way, you know, work out a trade so I can get that $30 million. Now, I can see a scenario where that trade happens and possibly a team buys him out and he still gets a large chunk of money and could possibly end up going to another team. And, you know, for the Warriors' sake, you know, like I said, they're not going to guarantee him that $30 million without having a trade in place. So by extending the date, that gives them a few extra days to try to work out a trade. Like I said, I don't know. They're going big fish, you know, they're going big game hunting.
Yeah.
So they're, you know, that's why they both agreed. It's in both of their best interests, because without Chris Paul's $30 million in the trade, you know, they do have some other contracts, but they're not going to be able to get to that next level, you know, of tier of salary of high players. So it's in both of their best interest, you know, for them to extend the date and have some time to work it out. So that's why it's, you know, that's why for Chris Paul, you know, I think for him at his age, you know, he's not, like I said, he's not getting $30 million from any team or anything even close to that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's why for him, like, why would he help out the Warriors? You know, it's not just he's helping out the Warriors. He's also helping himself possibly, you know, secure the bag. And like I said, I think that there's also, depending on the team they make the move to, if it's for Paul George, like I said, I don't know. That to me, it seems like there's got to be obviously more. There's got to be more in the trade, right? Why would they just want Chris Paul? There's got to be picks and stuff. Whether it's that or if it's I could see a scenario possibly where he's moved to a team that maybe doesn't want to keep him. They get a draft pick and maybe they negotiate a buyout and he still gets a large chunk of money and can hit the free agent market. So it's really about the $30 million. I think that's what, you know, whether it's a trade or Chris, for, you know, for the Warriors, it's using that in a trade. And for Chris Paul, his incentive is, you know, guaranteeing him that chunk of money because he's obviously not getting that on the open market. So that's, I think, what it really comes down to.
No, for sure.
Appreciate you, Drew.
And that's kind of the conclusion we had just came to is the Warriors would say, we're not paying you this.
Right.
You're not getting this money. So help us out and let's find out a way for you.
There's one question that I don't think has been answered. Huh. And I think Drew kind of mentioned it there at the end. Why would any team do this?
Like
Paul George, for example, like why would the Clippers do this? They'd have to send something back other than Chris Paul to incentivize the Clippers.
But this is the thing. The Warriors may be working on maybe a three-teamer. I'm just throwing out a team.
I got you. Okay.
Maybe you get the Wizards involved. You buy out Chris Paul. You don't have that
money. Send Kyle Kuzma to Sacramento. I got it. You cooking.
A four-team deal. There we go. Four-team deal. But Drew Down brings up a good point. That's what I was thinking, too. It's not necessarily just the $30 million, but maybe he can get a high buyout wherever he's at. Because I don't want to disrespect the Hall of Famer, but what is Chris Paul getting as just a random free agent? Is he getting the mid-level?
I think he can. Absolutely, I think he can get the mid-level.
14 mil?
Here's the thing. Like, a buyout for Chris Paul is probably going to cost you $25 to $30 million.
Well, not the whole thing, right? Not the whole $30 million.
Absolutely.
No, but I'm saying, like, as an agreement. Like, if Paul's like, I'm only going to get 14 on the open market, And the Wizards are like, man, we'll buy you out for 20. Like, I think Chris Paul might take that. But yeah, get the
yeah,
20
then,
million.
Yeah, he'd get the 20, and then my guess is then he'd take the mid level of the 10 or whatever. Like, he'd get to 30 somehow this year. It's one of the interesting subplots.
There we go.
Going on over the course of the next couple of days, and as read there from ESPN, the date has been extended to the start of free agency on Sunday. There's things to watch here over the next 24 hours with Paul George, D'Angelo Russell, LeBron James. I think we all feel like we know what LeBron James is going to do given the news last night, but there's multiple ways for it to occur. Now there's Bryce Watch going on in Los Angeles. So we'll dive into all of that. We're so happy you're here with us. Kyle Madsen's going to join us. Friday Vibes is Stilo and KC here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Anything seriously at all?
God, no.
Kyle Madsen of the Insiders. Back with us. I should have told you before the show.
Oh, wait. People heard that?
Well, I know I should have told you. You were with us earlier this week. You've had a long week. If you wanted to bail today, you could have. Right. It's too late. You're here. So you gotta stay with us now.
Hey, by the way.
Know that my intentions were right.
No, for sure.
You've had a hell of a week.
I got a question.
I'm vibing.
I love it.
Been thinking about this all night.
Shout out to Jesse, by the way.
Do I have a black job?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I was really just waiting for someone to say the blacks last night. I just felt like we were right on a cusp of the blacks reference. But you don't have to laugh. It's okay. I understand this might be awkward, Kyle.
I have some thoughts.
Well, I did.
I didn't watch the debate. I saw enough on social media, I guess.
Boy.
I'm not going to say what I have to say on the radio.
Boy, that was...
I'll tell you guys.
That was tough. Yeah,
it was all bad.
Hey,
I've been doing escapism today.
Shout out to President Biden, who looked a lot more alert this afternoon. It just might have been too late for him. I saw him at his rally. He looked like Lil Jon out there. Like he was turned. I was like, well... All right. Hey, somebody go ask Aaron if this is a black job so we could...
Can I...
find out for sure.
No, somebody really ask Aaron.
He would go, what is that?
Yeah. We'll ask Kimberly. Like, Kim's in a bad mood. Maybe it'll make her laugh. She's not over there. We'll ask Kim when she comes back if these are black jobs. She's wearing a great shirt today. She should be seen on camera. I told her she looked stunning. I thought that was appropriate.
She just looked at you?
Yeah, like she wanted me to get the hell away from her. Not that that's terribly different than most days.
Normal.
Yeah, it's pretty normal. But it had a little extra. It had a little extra get out of my face to it.
Oh, like it was real, not
yeah,
not like a bit.
Yeah. Mm. Like I will throw this stapler at you if you don't keep moving.
Sure.
Damien said, okay.
Okay. I will see you later. Sal says, y'all need to leave Michigan Wolverines alone, man.
Oh, man. Come on,
Sal
man.
Said Biden makes Michigan Wolverines look young.
Hey, this is crazy.
Hey, the real talk, though, is everybody in the chatty house, Michigan Wolverines will probably beat your ass.
Oh, facts. Man. Hey, Michigan.
He looked like he going to be on UFC 303.
Michigan looked like he run a 4.240 right now.
Can I? Hey, do you know the other thing Michigan does? He does this a lot where he like extend because he wants
you
to know.
Well, you know, the sleeves are up here too.
Yeah. He's got this medium shirt. And this is not, if I exercised at that rate, I'm trying to.
Yeah, it's hard to talk on this show.
Yeah,
huh?
I know. I'll just go for it. Yeah. I'll just dive in, get the flag ready. If my body looked like that,
well, that was
that's not bad. Okay, good.
We'll let the official decide. Nope, it's easy.
Play on. Perfect. I would 100% be in a medium shirt and extending 100%. My arms as often as possible so everybody can see.
Good look.
Yeah, man.
It's a good look.
Shout out Michigan Wolverines. And he likes a great
still
college.
Old though.
He what?
He likes a great college.
Okay.
The national. Don't. You can't even say nothing because we are the national champions.
Congrats.
We
man.
Are your tribal chief.
You did,
chief
it. You
in
did
college
it.
You're
football.
Going a little too much.
Congratulations.
Why don't you tone it down a little bit there?
And we're going back to back. And you, oh look, and I'm gonna be like Tatum. You know what? We're gonna do it again.
So Tatum did not do that. Don't do that.
Hey,
don't
that
do
one.
That.
That one you retweeted the words. Tatum saw Bronny got drafted and he woke up deuce. He's like, get out of here, come on. Like, that was hilarious.
I was dying.
That was hilarious. So
you know, I know it's cheesy, but the meme that did make me laugh was LeBron James is sleeping with his teammate's mom. I thought that was funny.
That was some good.
I mean, Savannah reposted one of them on her Instagram.
Yeah, she did. I had to see that like twice.
Yeah.
Before I was like,
well, someone saw it on my story. Was like, is this real? Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
It's absolutely real. He is in fact sleeping with his teammate's wife. And then seconds pass by and you see, oh, the light bulb goes off.
But while we're here, by the way, I don't know what it is. I don't know if I'm triggered or what. I don't know why I would be triggered or whatever. Maybe I'm disappointed.
I sent you a text. It's nothing important.
Going.
Go ahead.
Maybe I'm frustrated with sports society and all this other stuff. I don't know what it is, but I'm a little perturbed by people being upset by this.
Are
I think
you,
this is a all, like Bronny and LeBron.
Are you
it's
speaking weird. Specifically about Bomani Jones?
I saw Bomani. I was not specifically, but
Bomani,
I saw that and I was disappointed.
Bomani went so like it was like, man, it feels like this is personal. Yeah. Like, why are you everything this way? Wild.
But just everything, you know, the nepotism takes, jokes, whatever the case may be. I just, this is such a dope moment to me. I mean, I don't know if it's a father and son thing, but, you know, I think about myself. I'm not in the NBA, mm-hmm. but if I was in the NBA, man, I wish I could play pickup with my son, like playing Sunday in West Sac with my son, let alone in the NBA. This is an awesome moment. It's a historic moment. And regardless of what people think, I believe, and I'm of the belief, Bronny earned this moment. Bronny isn't no scrub. He's not a bad basketball player. He did not work on his game. Mm-hmm. He did not push himself to get to this point where he could be drafted. He deserves this. And it's just a great, happy moment for LeBron, man. And I was just...
And Bronny. Just,
for sure. But I was just like... I was like, man, everybody that had talked about the nepotism and all that, I just think it's so whack. I just think it's really, really whack, man.
There are so many instances of this in sports but it's typically at like the coaching level front office level or whatever it is.
Hi, Stephen Jones.
Yeah.
He's like, got three of them in there. Did you see that Charlotte runs
like the whole stadium thing?
Yeah, somebody tweeted that out. There's like four Joneses in the front office.
Jeez. But I mean, this happened. It's like you said, it's not like Bronny went to some random NAIA school and they drafted him after a year. He went to USC. Did he come out a year early? Yeah, probably. But they took him 55th.
Yeah, his heart stopped too.
There's that.
Right. And they took him 55th. Right. They didn't draft him 17th. There were three picks left. If they didn't draft him 55, they were going to sign him as an undrafted free agent.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't... All of a sudden, we have to protect the sanctity of a late second-round pick
it's
now?
It's just people's hate for LeBron. Like,
it's
Rich
so
Paul,
dumb.
Rich Paul's the most has grown to be one of the most, if not the most, powerful agent in the NBA.
Yeah.
And they hate Rich Paul because LeBron helped him get that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And Rich, and this is the stuff people like ignore, like Rich took all of the, you can't just be an NBA agent.
Yes.
You don't, the amount of hurdles you have to clear to be an NBA agent are extraordinary.
You have to be like certified.
I
can't just be an agent tomorrow.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. You can't go, hey, I'm going to represent a player today. That's not how it works. Like you have to be approved by so many different people.
Yes.
And there's so many things that you have to pass. And they hate LeBron for giving Rich Paul that opportunity because he disrupted the system. Nobody said anything. And I'm not trying to hate on this young man. I forgot his name. But Chris Collinsworth's son's not good.
Jack.
Thank you. He's not good.
Nope.
But he has one of the biggest jobs in the NFL because of who his dad is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the flip side to that is Noah's very good.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his opportunity because of who his dad is. Yeah. You like, let's not pretend nepotism. You talk about nepotism in sports. Nepotism in life is not new. And I know some of y'all won't like this, but boy, it really agitates people when nepotism is on the black side versus the white side. Now, I'm not trying to go Stephen A, because Stephen A went pretty hard for like 7 straight minutes this morning on this.
Stephen A. Smith did.
Yeah, stunning, right? But if you're upset, salute. Just be upset about everything. Don't be a LeBron James hater.
That's all it is. And then I seen in the Matthews Mattress chatty house, a guy like the other James saying, yo, KC, if Bronny earned this, why did the best player on USC go undrafted? It's literally nepotism. So let's break this down just a little bit, because I watch USC.
Avatar thing, by the way.
Yeah.
That's fine.
That's good.
Fire. That's fine.
That's good. But let's break this thing down just a little bit. So, and let's, Boogie Ellis, who signed a summer league deal with the Kings. I like him.
Mm-hmm.
I like him. Boogie Ellis was I'll just take a guess. I could be wrong. You could fact check it. But okay. I'm going to say 22-year-old senior on a garbage USC team who is, quote unquote, the best player on the team.
23 years old, almost 24.
He probably shouldn't be drafted. Wow. Like, to be honest, like if we're going by, because there's people who won't draft a 22-year-old because the 18-year-old has upside.
Unless you're Monty McNair, of course.
Well, that's why he's with
Monty
the
McNair.
That's why Boogie's
well,
with the
there
Kings.
You go. There you go. And we always got to have a Boogie on our team.
But USC was a major disappointment, a terrible team, and it's arguable that Boogie was the best player. Isaiah Collier was the guy. He was supposed to go number one. He was also on that team. So, like, when you talk about why the best player on USC went undrafted, it's because USC sucked. No. The guy's damn near 30, and that's okay. why he didn't get drafted. Not because LeBron James is Bronny's.
Is crazy.
Not because LeBron James is Bronny's dad. Like, stop, man. Like, we talking about stuff that we don't know. And half the people, three quarters of the people in the second round, the other James and other people don't even know who the hell they are. Mm-hmm. They probably are borderline NBA players just like Bronny. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Bronny, it's nepotism. Stop, man.
Well, shout out to Drew Down, who's always willing to poke fun at his team. He said, I'm proud the Warriors have zero nepotism in their front office.
That's a really great point.
What's his name?
The entire Lakeup family is in the front office.
Every like Lakeup, assistant GM or something like that?
Dunleavy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Lakeup's son, though? Isn't he?
Yes. Kirk.
Front office. That's right, Kirk. That's right. By the way, Drew Downs.
Also, can I just point out, yeah. Jeannie Buss is the owner of the Los Angeles Lakers.
Good point.
I'm just pointing,
with two other brothers, not brothers, lingering around.
Not black jobs.
Not black jobs at all. So, and like, you know, Drew Downs just wanted to know, look, I'm happy that I'm able to be have my family here with the Cowboys because I just want them to win so bad, and we're going to do everything that we can. I like what I've seen from Trey Lance this summer, and Dak, I love him like a son, and Micah, he's going to do what he can to bring home a Super Bowl because I want to win just so bad.
Why don't you ever fade him when he does that?
Honestly, when he does the impressions, I'm thinking of like who would be great to like have on like have
Jesse's
him do the
trying
next
to
yeah.
expand the bit.
No, yeah, that's all I do when he does the impressions.
Hey, speaking of, maybe Doc Rivers could weigh in.
Oh, good.
Austin,
no, that's great.
No, Austin Rivers.
No,
oh, that's a good point. We have to deal with this in our house. You know, people will look at Austin, even though he was the number one high school player in the country. But they would say it was nepotism. They'd say he'd get a new contract, and it's because I was his dad. And, you know, guys, it just wasn't true. I mean, you look at Austin, the guy can shoot. You know, he's quick. And really, he's just a really good basketball player.
Saying the guy can shoot about your kid is
well, I guess it's a good thing.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Miss
Mac 10 want to know, what does he think about Bronny being in the league? Bronny tries to guard him opening night. What is he going to say?
Get your hands off of me! This young heathen named Bronny
shall not call him Bronny. I shall call him what I called the Madsen of Kyle.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That's crazy.
Oh, no. Yo, right. Luke is a savage. He's a
Come on, Mrs. Madsen. I don't know.
Oh, he's a savage, man.
I don't know why that amuses anyone.
It's hilarious.
That's not what.
No, because it's so real.
It does feel like that's what Luka would sound like.
The idea of Luka sounding like a 14th century.
That's what it is.
Like clergyman is.
He just constantly has this look on his face, like, don't touch me. I am Luka and I cannot be touched.
And then he goes straight into like the 2024 when he sees Kyle Madsen.
Yeah, well,
he just says, "Don't touch me."
He's like Two Live Crew with that word.
That was crazy.
Jesus, man,
that is an awesome story, by the way.
Nah,
that is an awesome story.
It was way more awesome when I didn't know that he just did that to every person that he's ever looked at.
I was gonna say, yeah, each game of the finals, he had like someone, even the Celtics owner at one point, he was talking to.
Like I did, you'd see him hit a three, and he'd turn around and bark, and he'd do his little like nod thing. I'm like, oh man!
Not a tooty dad.
I believe he talked about someone's mother at some point.
Did he say it to Snoop or somebody? Like who?
It was Jimmy Jam.
Oh, it was Jimmy Jam. That's who it was.
Snoop was there too, though. Snoop was right there. But what did he look like, Kyle? What did he look like? This is a visual. when he hit a three.
Luca. Luca. What Dallas do? Dallas just did something.
They traded Tim Hardaway Jr.
That's what it was. And Detroit. Yeah, Detroit. They got some
Quentin Grimes.
They got some draft
relief.
Picks
and cap relief. The thought is to sign Derrick Jones. No,
they get their full
Dallas got cap relief. Yes.
Yeah, they got their full non-taxpayer mid-level to pay Derrick Jones.
I don't know if
get the full.
I like Derrick Jones. I always wanted Amir and Sack. Apparently, Monty did too. That's what James always says. I wish they would have been able to get him. I like Derrick Jones. But from the start of the year, like the calendar year, that's the best Derrick Jones has ever played basketball in his NBA career.
Yeah, facts.
He was really, really good.
Facts.
Fisher can't keep the King's name out of his mouth.
John Fisher?
I know Fisher's your guy, Jake Fisher.
Oh, Jake Fisher. Hey, he was hilarious on draft night.
I missed
him. I wasn't following.
All due respect to Jake Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
He got, in the first 10 picks, he got like 9 of them wrong.
Oh.
And kept having to like quote tweet himself and just... He was going through it. It was like watching somebody...
Wait, what? Was he trying to report the pick before it was...
Yes.
Oh,
but he would get like the team wrong or the player wrong. And at one point he was like, he tweeted whoever it was. And then he quote tweeted himself and was like, it's effing Ware. Sorry, everybody. Like, just, it was like watching somebody trip and fall, but it took him forever to fall down.
Like the person, that meme of the girl at the movie theaters with the popcorn.
Yes. Yes.
Oh no. he has, and this is what our main man, Vonte Hill, sent us this morning. Three teams monitoring the Brandon Ingram situation. That's Cleveland, Atlanta, and Sacramento. Let's play along here for a minute.
Yep.
Which one of those three teams is most appealing for Brandon Ingram to sign a long-term contract with?
Cleveland who?
Sacramento and Atlanta.
Cleveland.
I'd say Cleveland.
Oh, no. Sacramento.
What made you change your mind on Cleveland?
I don't know. It depends on what Cleveland's
doing. Do you hate Cleveland
up.
Like Kenny does?
I don't hate Cleveland. I don't know if I'd vacation there.
He hates Bone Thugs and Harmony.
No,
he hates
not
Jim
true.
Brown. He hates dogs.
Leave Staley out of this. Staley. Remember him? He was a good little rapper. I mean, he still raps, I guess. He had a little buzz for a second.
Okay, we'll leave him out of this. That's fine.
No, it's easy. You can have that sure. One. You got it, pal.
No, it depends on what Cleveland's trading in that move. Because in my head, the Brandon Ingram to Cleveland thing only made sense if it was Donovan Mitchell. And if they're trading Donovan Mitchell to get Brandon Ingram,
I think it would be Darius Garland.
Yeah, I think it would be Garland and Jared Allen.
But I think the Kings would make sense if it's... James has laid out that three-way deal, right, with the Hawks... Where the Hawks send Trae Young to New Orleans, mm-hmm. New Orleans sends Brandon Ingram to the Kings, and then the Hawks just get a boatload of assets from both teams. Mm. And that would make sense to me for Sacramento, but I don't think I'm giving up like Keegan and other stuff to go get Brandon Ingram.
So I want to make sure I bring this up while both of you guys are here because I want to get both your guys' thoughts on this. There's a line in there because I'm learning from my main man, D'Lo, Damian Barley, to read between the lines sometimes. Words matter sometimes, right? In the article, there's a line in there that sticks out like a sore thumb. It says, one team to monitor for Ingram would be Sacramento. The Kings have been weighing paths to acquire various wings, sources said. Weighing pass. I don't necessarily think that means the Wizards, the Pelicans, the Nets are just like, hey, Sacramento, do whatever you want. Whenever you want to come back over here, we're ready to do the deal. I don't think it necessarily means that. But weighing paths seems to be that the Kings have options. And they're trying to figure out which direction they want to go. That's what that says to me. Am I reading that wrong, both of you guys?
I think so.
So. Jesus Christ. Okay. You go.
Come on, everybody.
You go.
Life and Odyssey.
Go ahead.
No, I think so, because we brought this up earlier on the Insider. Shout out to Matt George. Thanks for filling in today. Maybe the reason that Kuzma deal that was apparently like on the table on draft night, maybe the reason that didn't go through is because the Kings know, okay, this Kuzma thing is over, but hey, we're still on the phone about Brandon Ingram. And there's a lot of there's a lot of pieces that got to fall into place here, but we want to make sure that we're stockpiling our assets and keeping this war chest that we have, this full war chest that we have, because we're going to need it for this bigger deal. Or maybe it's Paul George. I'm just picking big names that are out there. Maybe it's Paul George. Maybe it's Brandon Ingram. We know that we can get Kyle Kuzma for two firsts and Kevin Huerter and Chris Duarte or whatever it'll take. I don't know. We know that we can do that deal. We can massage that and get something done. But we want to make sure that before we do that, that we're exhausting all our options with these bigger fish.
Doesn't that mean you agree with me?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you
said, am I wrong?
I disagree.
And I said, I don't think so. Right as Dame said, I think so.
Yeah.
Was I reading that wrong? You said, I don't think so. Gotcha.
I don't think you were wrong. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I think you might be.
Might be.
The line is both of you. That's right. The Kings have been weighing paths to acquire various wings. You asked, I think that means they have options. Well, sure. Kyle Kuzma might be on the trade market. Zach LaVine might be on the trade market. Brandon Ingram may or may not be on the trade market. That doesn't mean the Kings are like picking between the three.
Yeah,
unless I'm misinterpreting.
Well,
what
no, when asked. I kind of cushioned it a little bit, saying I don't think it's necessarily that, where all those three franchises are like, Kings, do whatever you want. When you want to come back, I don't think it's necessarily like that, but I do think it might be something like Kyle just put out, like, maybe we do have the Wizards in our back pocket. Like, we know what that deal looks like. We can push the button on that any time. What does Ingram look like? They are engaging with us. They are talking to us. How far do we want to go with that? And that's, I think they got options. And the Nets, we know we can.
That's the other one.
For the Nets, yes. We can, you know, maybe give a little less than we have to get Kuzma, but we think Kuzma's a better player, whatever.
So, and that's the thing with the Nets that I get stuck on, is I feel like you could do one of these and the Nets.
Interesting. Okay.
Because I don't, again, Jordy, you want to help your boys out a little bit? Just like we're probably talking a draft pick.
Yeah, but I thought you could do that. That makes sense before the draft, and even more so before Davion and Sasha got traded. Now I feel like you only got one more deal left.
If you could wind up with two,
could be wrong.
Jordy might really like Chris Duarte.
Give it to him.
That's what I'm saying.
if you could wind up with any two of Cam Johnson, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Kyle Kuzma, that's a home run for me.
Right. Absolutely. That's huge.
Yeah. Any two, and I know that Kuzma's on a different level than like Dorian Finney-Smith, but if you can wind up with two of those guys, you're cooking.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll talk about it some more, but I think they got something in place. I think they got options.
Fitting a patch on his body. I'm John Stockton. We'll come back. We'll discuss these options that the Sacramento Kings may or may not have. Big thanks to Kyle Mattson. Great week. Tough to have James out this week, but you and Jesse did a fantastic job on the Insiders,
aka the producers.
Indeed. Go take a couple of days off. We'll see you back here Monday, and we'll come back. We'll talk more Kings options when D'Lo and Casey return on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. I don't know if Bryce is trolling or not. He said Mike Florio said people could be entitled to $3,000 to $4,000 for that NFL lawsuit.
No, I heard that too.
Where do I sign?
I heard that too.
I need at least.
I think as long as you had Sunday ticket, that check will be coming.
I need at least 7 or 8 years worth of just give me my money back.
How do I prove I have it?
They just have it in the system, I think. Have you guys ever gotten a settlement check before? I got one when I was working at Champs. Got it $4.
I think I got an Apple one once. It was like $70.
Champs definitely need to give me a settlement check. They never fired me.
Really?
We talked about this before.
Yeah, we got ours because Champs used to hire you and then tell you, no, you have to wear our shoes. So if you didn't buy shoes from there, like, you had to get a pair of shoes and all that.
How would they know?
I don't know, bro. They got sued for it. That's all I know.
They never fired you? They just stopped putting you on the schedule?
Yeah, this was a long time ago, too. This is before I went to Cal State Hayward, so we're talking about 04.
I think I remember you telling this story.
I called in, like, hey, what's it looking like on the schedule? They're like, ah, no, you're good this week. It's like, all right, cool. Called in the next week. What's it looking like? No, you're good this week, bro. All right, cool. Did it for another week, and then I just stopped calling. That was it.
Well, there you go.
So they probably owe me some money.
We're at the malls next.
That 401k you got is crazy.
No, right?
Did I ever tell you the story how I got fired from IO's first job?
No.
So this is going to sound tough. IO's first job, IO's my best friend for those who.
Shout out IO.
He worked at KFC. Okay. Let's just not.
I ain't gonna do it, man. I'm leaving alone.
We was on the phone. I was like, hey, don't you gotta work? He's like, I don't feel like, hey, call in for me. I was like, yo, what? He's like, yo, like, I don't want to call it. Yo, just what? Call in for me.
Just call.
Just tell him, like, just call in. Say you're me and say, like, you can't. I'm like, yo, bro, that's wild. All right, bro, like, whatever. Which one is it again? You tell, all right. Hey, this is IO. I'm not going to be able to make it in. I got a family thing. And the guy goes, yeah. Okay, I think we're just going to not put you on the schedule anymore. This doesn't seem to be working out. I was like, all right, cool, no problem. Hit IO back. I was like, hey, bro, I think you're fired.
What did he say?
He was like, all right, it's cool. I swear he might have went to work like twice. Like, that is not my man's life right there.
Oh, man.
He was once the Michael, the PR person for the Kings,
mm-hmm.
He had that job once.
What, who?
The Kings.
What happened?
He
seemed like he'd be great for that job.
He was great at it, and then he left, and he went to do what he does now.
Mm.
Well. Yeah, he had that job for. He was there with like Darren Mays and that, like, the Kings were good.
Yeah,
he was doing that. Yeah,
man, he should have stayed.
Yeah,
he should go back. I mean, I like my people over there now. I'm just saying.
Ain't
I like
gonna be able to get my man is a my man is a politician. I can't believe
he hasn't run for president.
I can't believe he hasn't. I can't run for president. I can't believe he hasn't run for anything yet.
Still young.
Yeah, this is true. True story. True story. All right, you were talking about options a minute ago for the Sacramento Kings. What are we thinking here? If we get to Monday,
mm-hmm.
and we're signing off at 4:00, and nothing has happened for the Sacramento Kings,
I'd be shocked and disappointed, and maybe I shouldn't be because it doesn't have to happen that day. Whatever's going down, it doesn't have to happen. But if some of those guys that we talk about have been traded. Or word has gotten
Ingram,
out.
Ingram, Kuzma,
yeah.
Zach LaVine,
Cam.
Can't, yeah.
Or word has gotten out to various, it doesn't look like they're going anywhere or something like that. Then I'd be shocked and disappointed. I look at the draft pick, the trade, and I'm going to give Monty the benefit of the doubt, which I think everybody should, and say he's not no dummy. Okay? Monty drafted Devin Carter knowing 8 of the people on the roster were guards,
mm-hmm.
and knowing, yeah, you probably don't want that. So he didn't draft Devin Carter, best player available. Oh man, I didn't realize I had all these guards, and I don't know what I'm going to do now.
Mm.
No. He drafted Devin Carter. He traded Davion Mitchell because he has moves in place. Hell, you can make the argument that move was in place. The Davion,
sure.
He drafted Devin Carter with the Davion deal in place.
I got you.
So I think, I don't know what it is. I can't even really guess as to who the player is or whatever the case may be. I mean, we'll have fun. I think it's Kuzma. That's who I think it is. But I think he, I don't, like I said, I don't want to go so far as to say, hey, you know, I got these three teams on hold right now, and you know, we're deciding. I don't know if it's that, you know, intricate, but I think he knows what directions he can go in. I think he's got multiple, and I do believe the Jake Fisher kind of report that they're trying to figure out which one they want to go down.
The Toronto Raptors are picking up the $23 million option on Bruce Brown's contract. Mm. Salute to Bruce Brown. Get that money, boy. Brown will be a valuable trade asset on an expiring contract for the Toronto Raptors. Woj did not throw that last line in there on accident.
Read one more time for him.
The Toronto Raptors are picking up the $23 million option on guard Bruce Brown's contract. Brown will be a valuable trade asset on an expiring contract for the Toronto Raptors.
Mm.
Again, he did not throw that last line in there on accident.
Not at all. Not at all.
I was just getting ready to say it feels like, you know, yesterday with day two of the draft, that it felt like things have kind of quieted down a little bit today after a bit of a hectic 2 days, and I you know, business is going to pick up to a certain degree at some point, maybe this evening, and certainly headed into tomorrow with opt-out deadlines for the likes of Paul George, for the likes of whom I'm missing. There's another big name I'm missing. D'Angelo Russell.
Oh, yeah.
D'Angelo Russell's another one. I imagine there'll be a lot of, you know, if Paul George opts in, it, you know, I'm immediately, and I'm drawn to the James Harden thing. The James Harden opting in to the final year of his contract and then forcing a trade to the Clippers. That's the way that all transpired with, I lose track of the teams he was on. I think this was Philadelphia at the time. And I feel like people talk about signing trades. I think signing trades are a little more difficult to execute. I think opt-ins in trades are, it's the new wave, Casey. it's the new thing in the association.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we're looking at here.
I agree.
And so if Paul George opts in, I will be very, very curious what happens right after that. Very, very curious.
Yeah.
Because I'd be shocked if he's opting in to play with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Right, right. His situation specifically where he wants a new contract and doing all this other stuff. Like you said, I doubt he's just opting in and like, oh, let's just do this one more year. Like, no, he just become a free agent. He's either going to sign an extension or he's going to become a free agent and sign a long-term deal there.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.